Education reforms were one of the most contentious parts of this year's state budget, but while most of the attention went to negotiations about teacher evaluations and standardized tests, new policies were put in place for dealing with failing schools. Schools that have had extremely low graduation rates and test scores and haven't been able to fix those problems on their own will have an outside receiver put in place to try to turn that school around. But schools will have 1 or 2 years to improve on their own before it goes under a receiver. Tim Creamer with the State School Boards Association says the extra time was a change from Governor Andrew Cuomo's original plan and something they lobbied for.
We said, give us a chance with some powers and authorities that you would give to a receiver, give those to the people at the local level and see if we can demonstrate progress and turn things around. And if we don't, then there should be consequences.
Creamer says the school has to go under receivership if it does not show what the law calls demonstrable improvement.
And that's our very relative term and has not been properly defined yet, so we're not sure what standard we're up against.
The other change from the governor's proposal is that the school district gets to recommend who the independent receiver will be. Receivers will have broad authority to make changes to try to improve the school.